Hi, I'm Mary Harrell from Mater Dei Radio. Well, few devotions to the Blessed Virgin Mary have spread more in recent years than Our Lady, Undoer of Knots. When the faithful encounter trying moments, when all hope seems to be lost, they turn to their mother. But Our Lady, Undoer of Knots, is not just for adults. No, she can be just as powerful as an intercessor for the littlest Catholics among us, too. And that's what author Sylvia Dorham is portraying in her newest children's book for Tan Books called Our Lady, Undoer of Knots. Sylvia is a mother of 10. She's a veteran homeschooler. She's also the author of some other absolutely delightful children's books that you might know. The Monk series, The Monks Make Amends, The Monk's Daily Bread, and The Monk's Stormy Night. Sylvia, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sylvia, tell us why you felt called to write about Our Lady, Undoer of Knots in this beautiful, lyrical, whimsical way, kind of, that would relate to children.
Well, it was entirely personal experience. When I first heard about Our Lady, Undoer of Knots, I didn't really understand what that meant. And then a friend of mine who had seen the painting in Europe explained to me about this title of Our Lady, where she takes knotted things and unties them. And boy, did that just resonated with me. So I started to do a little research. I found out that the Holy Father also had a devotion to her. So I said, okay, I've got a particularly knotty situation that I'm going to try out with her. And it was a situation in a volunteer position where there were just some people that didn't like me. And I tried everything I could within reasonable means to get them to like me. And it just wasn't working. And I thought, well, okay, that's over. I'm just going to have to be in an uncomfortable interpersonal position whenever I go to this volunteer job. So I just said casually, Our Lady, Undoer of Knots, please pray for me and help us to be good friends one day. And about 2 years passed by, and I was texting some of my dear, dear friends from this volunteer organization when the Holy Spirit reminded me that it had not always been this way. And I thought back to my prayer of 2 years before and realized that the people I was texting, who were my sweet, dear friends, were exactly these people that I had not been able to get along with. And I thought, oh my word, that was nothing but divine inspiration and intervention, because there was nothing that I could do humanly to make them like me. So after that, I began asking for her intercession on a regular basis. And every single situation in the book is based on something that's happened in my life with Our Lady, Undoer of Knots.
Absolutely beautiful. I know so many people, men and women alike, get in those thorny situations. And yes, they seem impossible. Sylvia, do you know where Our Lady of Knots, where the devotion came from? You mentioned a painting. Is there some other source for her or some other saint that she's tied to of where we get this title for her?
I'm embarrassed to say that I don't know a lot about it, except that there is a beautiful painting in Europe and that the Holy Father himself has also had a devotion to her. There's not a lot that's written. If you go to different bookstores, especially online, you'll find that there are some prayer books with prayers asking for her intercession. And there's a little bit that's available about the devotion, but mostly it's the painting. And interestingly enough, the young woman who is a homeschooler, and she was a teenager when she first started illustrating this book, when she came up with all the color schemes, I sent her a note and said, maybe we should change the color scheme a little bit. She said, no way, because this color exactly matches the painting. When I first looked it up online, and I typed in Our Lady, Undoer of Knots, there was this book, but next to it were the statue and a picture of the painting, and they all had exactly the same color scheme. So I thought, well, she was doing her homework, but I sure didn't.
My jaw's on the floor. You're exactly right. I've looked at that cover so many times, and yeah, it's faintly reminded me, like, why does it have that maroon, that deep blue, the cream, the white? It's the painting color scheme. My goodness.
Exactly. Wasn't that brilliant?
Entirely brilliant. I'm speaking with Sylvia Dorham, author of a new Marian children's book out by Tan Books called Our Lady, Undoer of Knots. Sylvia, your rhyme and meter in this book, it's so catchy, it's memorable, it's easily memorized. It's very fun. It's a fun read aloud for grown-ups to children. Was this intentional in your writing?
It was totally. I feel like after 30 years of reading bedtime stories to children, that I have learned more from many of the books than probably my children did. So when I set out to write this and the Monk series as well, I was very deliberate in wanting to make something catchy that would stay in your brain, that would remind the parents that they can turn to God, they can ask for Mary's intercession, they can be faithful, just like the characters in these books.
It's so true. I mean, how many of us have read for 1,000 times The Giving Tree and, you know, just said, I am nothing but an old stump. I have nothing left to give. And how nice is it that we have books now that have Catholic themes to them to help teach grownups as well? I love that. Sylvia, why do you think Our Lady and Doer of Knots has really surged in this popularity, that so many more people know her now and have these devotions to her?
I think it's the place in which we live. You know, the Holy Spirit does not make mistakes. And certainly in my life, I needed her at this particular time. And just the concept of a knot is so familiar and so understandable. And everyone's had the frustration of trying to pick at a knot. And in fact, in one of the illustrations in the book is a pile of knotted mess in the little boy's hands. And it's filthy, dirty, and there are flies coming off of it. And you know, how many times have you dealt with a situation that just doesn't get better no matter what you do, and it's just stinky and dirty and there are flies coming off of it? And to think, you know, all I have to do is turn around and ask my mom for help, and she's going to help me. She's going to take me to her son. It's all going to get better if I'll just ask for help.
And because it takes humility to ask for help. I think that's always the key to that. When you're asking someone for help, you have to have the humility to be on your knees and do that, right?
You're right. You're right. And I think that's part of the benefit of having a child be the protagonist in the story, because the child, you know, automatically goes to ask for help, whereas we adults struggle with that a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Which is why also in the book, there's one scene where Dad is having trouble with his computer and his thoughts. Just this tangled mess. And the little boy comes and points, as pointing to Our Lady, saying, hey, Dad, you know, you can go to her too.
And what a beautiful reminder that children in our lives can be things that point us towards grace as well, not just challenges or trials, but it's a child that can point you back to our Blessed Mother, back to our Lord. Sylvie, did you ever see yourself as a children's book author? And what do you enjoy most about this creative process?
I have to laugh when you ask that question, because I read somewhere that whatever you were really good at as a child, you're likely to be really good at as an adult.
Oh.
And I remember I had my mother as a teacher at one point during my life, and she assigned me to write a poem. And this is the poem that I wrote. I wrote, I hate Mom. She's such a bratty bomb.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
So... There was my terrible start, but ever since then, I've been rhyming, and I find that children respond so well to rhymes, and we remember them, and we sing them, and they get stuck in our head, and whatever we were doing when we were hearing the rhymes comes back to our mind when we recite the rhymes. So I try to use them as means of catechesis and of encouraging people to fill their brains with the good stuff, like memorizing scripture, like memorizing, you know, the lists. We have a lot of lists as Catholics, the corporal works of mercy, the spiritual works of mercy, all of these things. If we memorize them, they become part of us. So the best way to memorize is with rhymes. Mm. So I had hoped to be a writer. I didn't ever expect that my stuff would be published or well received, and so I'm very grateful for it. But I'm also trying to use it as a way to support other Christian efforts. So the proceeds that I get from the monks go directly to a monastery, so that lots of people can benefit from these little words that got put down on paper.
Oh, how beautiful is that? You buy a book for your family and you contribute to a religious order that you didn't even know you were doing. I absolutely love that.
They pray for us. They complete the circle because their entire life is spent as a sacrifice for us and for the church. So it's, you know, one hand scratching the next person's back and so forth all the way around the circle, and it comes back. Benefits us.
It is the body of Christ, 100%. It is all members together. Again, the book is Our Lady Undoer of Knots. You can find it at your local Catholic bookstore as well as online at tanbooks.com, along with all of Sylvia's other books, The Monks Make Amends, The Monk Stormy Nights, so many fun rhymes, wonderful words for children. This would be an exceptional addition to any home library for a Catholic family. Really recommend everyone to go online at tanbooks.com and check it out. Sylvia, thanks so much for joining us today.
What a pleasure for me. Thank you.